Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy New Year's, ladies. I hope that you have had a blessed new year thus far. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 6, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, this is a whole new year full of possibilities and opportunities to take advantage of. Isn't that wonderful? We've been given the gift of life, the gift of time, and there's so much that we can do with everything that we're going to be receiving this year. So it's going to be very, very important that as a businesswoman, you start this year off right with having the passion to make your business successful as it possibly can be. Now, to do that, this means that you must have some paradigm shifts possibly in your life, meaning that you must put away some of the old things that you have been doing that did not work for your business, and you must be adopting some new things that are going to be working for your business. In addition to that, it means that you must develop habits that are going to add positive things to your life. You know, I was just talking with someone yesterday, and she mentioned to me that for the last few years, she had not been able to accomplish her goals for her business, and she wasn't quite sure why. And after we talked for a while, we determined together that it really had everything to do with her habits. You see, she had developed some habits over the years that had contributed negatively to her life and to her business. And once I explained to her how habits really do have a huge impact on our lives, she was able to just sit down and quickly identify some negative habits that were impacting herself and her business to the point to where she was not able to accomplish the goals. And so, of course, what happens at that point, once you identify those negative habits, then what you need to do is you need to go ahead and you need to then do the opposite of those negative habits, and you need to adopt new positive habits. And see, that's what I'm talking about in reference to a paradigm shift. One of the things that I think as women that many of us have in common is seeing that things are not working well, and instead of really just stopping in your tracks and making some swift and immediate changes, we have this tendency to just continue on with the same old thing. And perhaps it's because the habit is built in so deeply that we are not recognizing that we actually need to make some changes. So today I'm going to be giving you some powerful tips, I think, to help move you forward for this year in 2014. And, of course, I know that if you're listening to this show, I know that you already have a mindset to be successful in your business, to feel accomplished, and to really push forward with the things that you would like to do. You know, one of the commitments that I made a real big, serious commitment to, I just really decided this year I'm going to make a serious commitment, and that was that I would, on a weekly basis, evaluate my finances in the business. In other words, I'm going to specifically take a look at how much money I have actually brought into the business that week. Because, you see, at the end of the day, it all boils down to how much money you've brought in your business for the week. Now, for some of you, if you're a consultant or if you're a coach and you're receiving retainer payments on a monthly basis, then, of course, you would change that weekly and perhaps look at it monthly. It just depends on how your money is coming in. And if you're in the retail business, then daily sometimes it's necessary to look at how things are going from a retail product standpoint. But, ladies, we really do have to start focusing more on the money. And, you know, for some reason, women have a tendency to really have a fear when it comes to money. They don't want to look at it. As a matter of fact, many women, what we want to do is we want to just continue to feel the excitement of planning the business, of being in the business, of enjoying the business, and all of the beauty of the business we want to deal with, but we don't want to look at the challenges behind the scenes. So this year truly is going to be all about keeping it real at Successful Woman Radio and making sure that we bring in front of you things that you need to be taking a look at right away. And so I am really embracing change seriously this year. Now, you know, that word change has been popular since President Obama became President of the United States, and, you know, a lot of people just ran that word change into the ground. But change is really a very vital word. It means that we need to have a shift. And so that is what's so very, very important. And I want it to be important to you because, after all, you cannot blame anyone if your business is not moving in the right direction. You can only look at yourself. And so, therefore, the most important thing that has to change this year, believe it or not, is you. Your outlook on life, your outlook on your business, your outlook on literally how important it is to make swift and immediate changes so that you start seeing some results in your business, okay? So if you haven't started thinking about how you'll use 2014 to push forward with your ideas, dreams, and goals, ladies, now is the time to literally do so. At this time, I want to give a very, very special, heartfelt thank you to all of you who sent me cards, texts, emails, and voicemails with your love and sympathy during the passing of my mom, Miss Ethel Chapman. My mom passed on December 20th, and, of course, it was devastating for me and my siblings, but we got through it. And I will truly miss my mother all the days of my life and hold her tight, close to my heart, and especially all of the powerful principles of life that she taught me throughout the years. It's literally because of her that I am the woman that I am today. So, again, I want to give a shout-out to all of you and just thank you so much for your cards. Many of you in the Atlanta area attended the services. So I just want to thank you and just say to you that is literally what fellowship and really connection and supporting one another as women and business women is all about, and I really saw that through you, so thank you so very, very much. Well, ladies, as you know, last year we talked a lot about the five questions that you should ask yourself every single day, and today is going to be the last day for this year that I bring up these questions because we're going to be moving on with a new thing for 2014, but I didn't get a chance on last Monday to bring these five questions up. And so, again, I hope that everybody has a pen and a notepad in hand and that you're able to take some really good notes from the show today. For those of you who are new to the show, we had something last year that we called the one-hour gift, and that was all about providing yourself and giving yourself 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. Here are five important questions that you should be asking yourself daily. So now, just because we're moving on to a new challenge this year doesn't mean that you should abandon these questions because they are all very important. So I'm going to go ahead and start with question number one. What results would I like to see in my life and business today? Again, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? You know, this question is really tied to the fact that you should be depending on your vision, your life vision and your business vision to help you answer this particular question. So if you have not worked on your life vision or revamped it or enhanced it for this year, that is something that you should be doing. Moving on to question number two, have I reviewed my calendar and my schedule today? Again, this question is something that sounds very, very simple, and yet many business women are really ignoring their calendar. A lot of the times we ignore our calendar when we feel overwhelmed or when we feel that we can't get something done or accomplished. We will ignore it, okay? But we know from, you know, the many months of the show last month that that is something that you shouldn't be doing. As a matter of fact, I recommend 3 times per day that you should really be reviewing your calendar, and those 3 times include early morning, okay, mid-afternoon, which could be like 2 or 3 o'clock, and early evening. Those are some of the time frames that you really should be looking at your calendar and your schedule. Now, here's the thing. You're really not just looking at your calendar or your schedule just to say, okay, I have something on it, but you really should be looking at the activities that are on your calendar and schedule, which moves us to question number three. Are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goal for the week? Okay, so let's back up for a minute, because this is really how it's supposed to work, okay? You have identified your vision. Let's say you've identified your vision of what you would like to experience in your business, let's say for the next 6 months. So now that you've identified that vision of what you would like to experience, you're going to back up and say to yourself, okay, so what goals do I need to establish to support that vision happening, okay? Because in that vision, to make that vision happen, there might be many goals that you need to accomplish, right? So you need to make a list of those goals. And then once you make a list of those goals, you're also going to establish to-do items to support your goals. So this is all about goal setting and time management working together, right? So when you look on your calendar and you look to see if the activities on the schedule are contributing to your goals for the week, those activities are really the to-do items that you have identified to support your goals. So for each of the goals that support your vision, you should really be establishing some type of deadline to have those goals accomplished, right, which is very, very important. One of the tips that I always talk about a lot in my goal setting teleclasses is that when you are goal setting and you are establishing your timeline and your to-do items, you really should make sure that there are going to be no challenges in accomplishing those goals or getting those to-do items done. If you identify challenges, then, of course, what you need to do is you really need to figure out a solution for that challenge before you actually put it on your calendar. One of the things that I have noticed is that if you put a to-do item on your calendar before you know whether or not you can actually accomplish it, you're actually sabotaging yourself or setting yourself up not to accomplish that goal. So that step, after you've set your goals and after you've listed the to-do items that will support those goals, after you've done that, you really need to take a look and ask yourself, do I have any challenges that would prevent me from accomplishing the goal through these to-do items? And if I do, I need to stop right here and figure out how it's going to get done. Let's move on to number four in the one-hour gift, asking yourself 5 important questions every single day. Number four is, who do I need to follow up with? Again, who do I need to follow up with? Well, as you know, follow-up is probably one of the key factors in a lot of businesses failing. Now, we hear SBA talk all the time about, you know, the lack of planning, that because people haven't done a business plan or because they don't have the cash flow, a lot of the times the business will suffer. But a lot of that problem with the planning and with the cash flow really revolves back around to follow-up system, you know, because I find many times that as women, we procrastinate so much we refuse to follow up. It's like we're in this paralyzed state of not doing the things that we need to do for our business. So, ladies, following up is very, very important. And I take the stand that if you are in business, then you will always have something or someone that you need to follow up. Absolutely. Let's move on to number five. What results have I seen in my marketing today? What results have I seen in my marketing today? Now, ladies, as you know, for those of you who are longtime listeners of the show, I literally have been stopping at this question and really expressing to you the importance of this question and how important it is for you to make some changes with your marketing if you are not getting results. So I'm going to just kind of break it down again for you today. Ladies, there are only two answers you could possibly have when you ask yourself the question, what results have I seen in my marketing? Either you're going to say, I have seen some results, and these are the results that I have seen. And if that's the case, that's wonderful. But what that means is that you need to enhance your marketing and keep doing more of the same and figuring out new things that you can do to bring in even more customers. Or if you've seen little to no results, okay, meaning I really haven't seen any results, well, what that really means is one of two things. It means that either you really have never taken the time to actually do a marketing plan to identify who your target market is. And I'm going to let you know right now, 99% of the time, if your marketing is not working, okay, meaning if you have invested some funds, if you feel that you have a good marketing strategy, then 99% of the time it's because you're still not clear on who your target market is. And sometimes you can't figure that out all by yourself. You're going to really need to depend on a marketing consultant or an experienced business consultant who can really help to sit down with you and really brainstorm and help you figure that out, okay? So I think it's very, very important that you go ahead and make that change, that swift and immediate change you need to make marketing-wise so that you can start seeing better results. Another thing I want to really caution all of you about for 2014, because what I've done is I've looked through all of my client files to look for common denominators that I can help that will actually help me to teach you more about being an effective CEO for your company. And some of the common denominators I have found where marketing is concerned is that many business women are really trying to take on too much too soon, okay? So what that means is that some people want to have a national business and push their business out nationally when they're really not ready to even do it regionally. So one of the things I again believe in is that the diamonds are sometimes always in your backyard, meaning that there are probably plenty of customers to help bring in a high six-figure income right around your own area, okay, right within your city for many of you. Now, this is not always the case. If you have an online business, then perhaps you are trying to market yourself on a national or international level. But, ladies, you have got to start figuring out what is not working with that marketing, why you're not getting those results. And I know that sometimes we have grandeur, and we have grand ideas about how big we want to see the company. But the biggest lesson in life I've learned as being a businesswoman is you have to start small and grow large. It's better to start small and gain momentum than to really just blow yourself into the momentum and not be prepared at all. So take that wisdom tip right there and really sit yourself down and say, okay, what's wrong with my marketing? Why am I not getting the results that I really need to have? And again, another habit that we have in common as businesswomen is we have this tendency to feel like we know it already, that we know how to do the marketing already. I don't know where that came from, but it is true. As women, sometimes we would rather go to the bookstore and buy a book to help us figure out how to market our business rather than go to a consultant or get someone who knows more than we do. Now, I'm not saying that you can't buy that book and that it can't give you a clearer understanding, but what I am saying is that a savvy businesswoman knows how to tap into the talent and the potential of other people, and she knows how to leverage that talent to help her with her business. By going to someone that can help you, it is actually going to decrease the amount of time, decrease your learning curve, and it's going to help put you at a different position in your business faster. Okay, if you go the book way or workshop way and you're trying to slow it down and you want to do everything by yourself, then you're making the first mistake to being a successful businesswoman, and that is you are not utilizing the talent of others and you're not depending on others to help you make your business successful, but you're trying to be the lone ranger and you're trying to do it all by yourself. So, you know, again, you need to understand that if you're going to make some things happen in 2014 for yourself, if you're going to move to a high six-figure income, then you definitely need to go ahead and have that paradigm shift and start looking at how you can depend on others. Now, with that said, a large part of that is really going to be you creating a power team. And this year in 2014, I'm happy to announce that we're going to be doing some awesome things in first quarter. Our whole theme at womenaboutbiz.com for first quarter 2014 is making it happen. Absolutely. And what that means is that our coaching, our group coaching is going to be all about making it happen. Everything is going to be all about really implementing the time management, the goal setting, and helping you to be that savvy businesswoman that you need to be in first quarter so that you can start seeing better results. So if you are a gold member, then stay tuned because you are going to really see some incredible group coaching programs come out this year, starting with first quarter 2014, making it happen. If you're not a gold member of Women About Biz, I just want to just encourage all of you listening to the show today that you really need to consider becoming a gold member because that membership is packed with so many wonderful things, including group coaching at no additional cost. So I want to encourage you highly to go ahead and make it happen for yourself and join us in group coaching for first quarter 2014. For those of you who have just tuned in, I see many people are still calling into the show. Hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby. Happy New Year to you. You've tuned in to Successful Woman Radio, and we've just finished talking about the one-hour gift and the importance of asking yourself those particular questions. I want to take a break quickly right now and just remind everyone that if you have not gone to successfulwomanradio.com and actually signed up for our e-newsletter, please make sure that you do that. There are two separate e-newsletters that you need to know about. First of all, at womenaboutbiz.com, if you are a gold member, a silver member, or a bronze member, then you don't have to worry. You're already signed up for the Women About Biz e-newsletter. But if you've never signed up on the successfulwomanradio.com website, then I'm asking everyone to make sure you go to that website and make sure that you sign up so that you can be kept up to date with what's happening with the Successful Woman Radio Show. Very, very important. So please make sure that you do that today. I want to go ahead and move into some announcements also for Women About Biz and some of the wonderful things that are going to be going on. Now, as many of you know, we have an incredible affiliate opportunity at Women About Biz. It's called Empower for Women, and of course that is a twofold system that combines our incredible gold membership already packed with wonderful benefits for you as a businesswoman, including, you know, group coaching, including all types of resources and information. And then we add on to that the icing on the cake, which is giving you the ability to make up to $80,000 monthly simply by starting with referring seven other women as gold members at Women About Biz. And, of course, you can learn more about the Empower for Women system, that whole system. You can learn more about that this Thursday, which is going to be January 9th, at 8 p.m. Again, this Thursday at 8 p.m. Every Thursday, starting this Thursday, we'll be having the Empower for Women call in the evenings. And again, the dial-in number for that is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. So if you dial into Empower for Women this Thursday, you're really going to get an earful on goal setting and on how to make things happen for yourself, and you're going to learn how you can start bringing in and funding your own business without having to pay the money back. So I want to encourage everyone to mark that on their calendars for Thursday, January 9th at 8 p.m., and again, it is the dial-in number 347-637-2589. I also want to remind all of you about our 100K campaign going on in our social network at Women About Biz. The 100K campaign is all about bringing 100,000 women into our private social network. You know, while Facebook and LinkedIn and some of the other social networks are fabulous to network on, wouldn't it be nice if you belong to a social network where all of the women felt the same? We're looking for a place to promote our business. We're looking for a place to share resources, to connect, to make a new friendship. And we want to do it on a national, international level. Well, that's what our Women About Biz Connect social network is all about. So I want to encourage you that if you're already a member of the womenaboutbiz.com website, to go ahead and update your profile with your latest picture. Go ahead and make sure that you visit the social network twice a week to let us know, number one, what's going on with you and your business. Perhaps you can share a resource or a link to an article. And then number two, you know, go ahead and make sure that you put discounts and different things out that the members may be able to take advantage of. So, again, this is a way for us to truly connect and create one of the most powerful business women's network in the nation and on an international level. We can do it. I know that we can. Now, in the 100K campaign, you will get to also share that campaign with other women throughout your own personal network or through the other social networks. And so, again, if you go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over community and click on 100K in the drop-down menu, you should be able to learn all of the information. If you're a gold member and you've already logged in the community, you to the left-hand side, you should see the 100K banner. You can also click on that as well. So we have 5 easy steps for you to participate in the campaign. It doesn't cost you anything. And for every new woman that comes into the network, that's just another woman that you have the opportunity to create a new friendship with, to establish a working relationship with. And you never know how you can collaborate, right? How you can collaborate and really create new alliances for this year. So that's what it's all about. So I want to encourage you to do that as soon as possible. You know, this year we want to have a lot more guests on the show. We want to also, I'm going to be inviting various women to co-host the show with me. I'm very excited about that and giving you the opportunity to really expand your horizon and be, get prepared to possibly one day this year start doing your own show. So if you are interested in being my co-host on one of the Mondays, are interested in being a featured guest on the show, then I want you to email me personally at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com. Again, tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com. And in the subject line of your email, simply put what you would like, interested in being a featured guest, are interested in being a co-host, okay? And that way I can call you, we can talk, and I'd love for you to do that with me on the show. And so we're going to be beefing up things on Successful Woman Radio. And last but not least, for the major announcements, I want to let you know that Successful Woman Radio turns 7 years old this year in January. And so we're going to be doing a couple of special shows in celebration of that. And I am going to be hosting a special reception here in Atlanta for Successful Woman Radio. So stay tuned, and I'll be telling you how you can participate in that. I plan on broadcasting a live show actually from the reception, and so I'm really excited about that. So in the 7 years that we have been broadcasting the show, as you know, we have a lot of information that we have been distributing to you over the years. And so one of the special things that we are preparing is a Successful Woman Guide, things that are going to help you in better preparing your business and your success for 2014. So stay tuned to that. And we also are creating a Successful Woman Radio Journal. Many of you have emailed me over the last few years saying, Trina, you should create a Successful Woman Radio Journal, because every year I'm always saying to you, get a spiral-bound notebook and create a business journal that we give such good information, it's going to become very useful to you. So we're actually going to be creating a journal as well. So we've got some good things coming. And, of course, I'm just overwhelmed in a good way with the Empower for Women program, because we're having a lot of women join that opportunity, and they're really realizing that they can make things happen for themselves and that we don't necessarily need to depend on a grant or a business loan, but we can be creating incredible financial opportunity for ourselves while all the, at the same time receiving incredible benefits to grow our businesses through Women About Biz. So I'm encouraging all of you that if you have not started having that paradigm shift and making some changes and looking at things that you can do to bring in more funds for operational cash flow, you need to look at the affiliate opportunity that we have available at womenaboutbiz.com. It is 12:31 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. At this time, I want to go ahead and give you, the listeners, the opportunity to introduce yourself this year and let us know what your business is all about. If you can share your Facebook page or your website with us, or if you just like to call out your phone number, that's fine too. Let's not be shy in 2014. Let's take advantage of all opportunities that are being given to us. Simply press star 1 on your phone at this time. Star 1 on your phone this time. Come on, ladies, press star 1, and let's introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what city you're in, what your business is all about, and then from there, go ahead and give us your phone number or your Facebook fan page or your personal website, okay? I see that we have a caller live on the air right now, and your last 4 of your phone number is 6155. You are live. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. This is Carol.
Good morning. Talk up just a little bit more. I can barely hear you.
Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year.
Wonderful.
This is
wonderful.
Carol. And Katrina, my condolence.
Oh, thank you so much. Give me your name and the city you're calling from again.
My name is Carolyn Madden. I'm with Reflections
okay.
Embroidery and Gifts, located at North DeKalb Mall in Decatur, Georgia, on 2050 Lawrenceville Highway. My Facebook page is Reflections Embroidery. Our website is reflectionsembroidery.com. Reflectionsembroidery.com. What we do personalization through embroidery, screen print, and heat transfer. We also specialize in Greek apparel. And I like to invite you all out at any time. Our store hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8:45 p.m. And thank
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. And, Carolyn, can you assist clients who are also out of state if they want embroidery or they want to order shirts or anything from you?
We do. We do.
Okay.
You can call us at 678-368-6155. We do out. We do ship out. So if you call us, we can give you full detail how we do that as well.
Wonderful, wonderful, exciting. Well, Carolyn, thank you for being a long-time listener, and Women About Biz looks forward to using your service this year.
Thank you, and you have a great day, and everyone. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. That was Carolyn Madden with Reflections Embroidery, and she just introduced herself. And her phone number, again, was 678-368-6155. So if you have embroidery work that you need to do, perhaps you're wanting your low company logos on your shirts, or you want to talk to Carolyn about ordering some Oxford shirts or sweaters or having logo work done for your team, then she's the person to do it. Again, her website is Reflections, R-E-F-L-E-C-T-I-O-N-S, Embroidery, EMBRODERIE.com, ReflectionsEmbroidery.com. Next, we have another listener. The last four of your number is 4430. 4430, you are live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. This is Faith White from Stone Mountain, Georgia. I am back
Faith,
in Atlanta.
How are you?
I'm doing great. My company is called Concierge and Events Made Easy. We do event planning, travel, and we offer errand services to our clients. And we save our clients 5 to 10 hours a week so that they can spend more time with family and friends or just me time. And
wonderful.
Our slogan is, we do the work so you can rest easy.
There you go. And, of course, for everybody listening, Faith does excellent concierge services. And if you're planning a cruise or a trip to the islands or anything, you definitely need to talk to Faith. Faith, did you want to give them your number?
Yes, it's 678-927-4430. And their website is seemenow.com, CEMENOW.com.
Okay, so that's CEMENOW.com. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, Happy
mm-hmm.
New Year to you, Faith, and we will be talking soon.
Yes.
Wonderful. So that
Thank
was
you.
Faith White with Concierge and Events Made Easy, and her website was SeeMeNow, CEMENOW.com. And, of course, you can reach her also at 678-927-4430. And, again, that was Faith White. Ladies, take advantage, or if you just like to say hello, feel free to press star 1 on your phone keypad and go ahead and introduce yourself and let us know what you do. You know, one of the things that we have to make a paradigm shift in as well this year, and I really don't need to make a paradigm shift in this area because I do it every moment, but I know that a lot of you do, and that is taking advantage of any and every opportunity that you see positively for your business. When something's offered, you jump on it right away because you don't want to have regret. You don't want to have regret that, you know, I should have did that or I should have taken advantage of that when I heard it. Oftentimes, as women, we also have this habit of jumping on things at the last moment instead of, you know, taking advantage of it when it comes. And so that is also something that we need to be improving on for 2014. So I appreciate Carolyn and I appreciate Faith for going ahead and being bold and pressing that star 1. And again, if any of you would like to introduce yourself, if you'd like to give out your website, please feel free to do so. We're going to go ahead at this time and we're going to move forward in talking about some things that I feel that you need to know for 2014 that's going to really help you. So what can you do right now to really start out in a positive way for your business? Well, as many of you who are longtime listeners know, I really was working real hard there in October, November, and December to encourage business women to go ahead and work on your strategy for 2014. Some of you completed that task, okay, and you're rolling out your strategies now. Some of you started but procrastinated for whatever reason and didn't really complete that task. And then some of you never even picked up a pen to paper to do it, okay? But here's what I want you to understand. I don't want you to feel that I'm judging you as a businesswoman, but what I want you to understand is that there is no time to procrastinate for 2014, okay? You shouldn't be looking at April and still have $0 in your account. So what we want to do is really start today with making a commitment to go ahead and looking at what you would like to experience for this next 6 months, and then outlining your vision from that those experiences that you've listed, and then setting those goals and setting those to-do items so you can start working on your strategy, okay? Very, very important. So I've made a list about six things that I think you really need to be doing this month, okay? Here's the first thing that you need to do. You probably already have some current customers, so it's important for you to send a special New Year's message to your current customer base, okay? Number one, you're going to let them know what to expect in the new year from your business, okay, if you have any new services or if you have any new products that are upcoming, let them know about it. Number two, provide your current customers with a deep discount coupon just for them, okay? That's very important. Now, ladies, I'm not talking about a 10% discount, okay? Anybody can offer 10%. But provide a deep discount, something that is going to cause them to want to take advantage of it. Now, here's a side note. Whenever you're providing any type of a discount, you always want to set the expiration date. Never have an open-ended discount where somebody's going to be contacting you 5 years from now for a deep discount that you offered 5 years before. So come on, put a expiration date on that discount. And what I recommend a expiration of anywhere between, seven for deep discounts where you're going to give a 30 to 50% discount, I recommend an expiration date anywhere between 7 to 10 days. If it's a 10 to 20% discount, then, you know, you might extend it out to 30 to 90 days, okay? Here's the second thing. Follow up with lost customers and clients. So what you're going to do is you're going to go back and you're going to look in your database or your client files, and anyone that has not had a repeat service with you or used you since the first time they retained your service or bought something from you, those are considered lost customers because they only bought from you that one time, okay? Now, what you need to do is to reestablish that relationship with them. So that means that you're going to go ahead and you need to call them one by one, right, and just basically create a small script for yourself and let them know that, you know, I'm calling you, touching base with you to reestablish a relationship with you. You purchased from me last year, call the month and date and what they bought. And I would like to share with you what I may have that you to offer you for this year. Very, very important. Then you also need to ask them, is there something that they're looking for as it pertains to your industry, of course, that you can provide to them? Okay, so there you go. For many of you, this is really good follow-up stuff. So this will keep you busy for some of you for up to 2 or 3 months. So, again, go ahead and start pulling that list of customers together. Number nine, I'm sorry, not number nine. I'm pulling from another list. Number three is evaluate how you can improve your business for 2014. Okay, now, let me slow it down right here because if you have not evaluated before, sometimes it's a little bit difficult to know what you should be evaluating. So let me just call out some of the top things that you need to be evaluating for your business, okay? The number one thing you need to be evaluating is you need to be looking at your financial records. Now, this could be from your bank records, or if you have an efficient bookkeeping system, it could be from your system and looking at your balance sheet, okay? But what you're looking at is actually, or looking for, is how much money you've been bringing in every single month, and then you're also looking at what product or service most customers tended to go with, because sometimes it might look good to have all of these products or have all of these services, but if that's not what they're purchasing, we need to listen to what they're wanting. So take a look at the services and or products that your customers purchase most, because that tells you that's what you need to really be promoting, okay? You're also looking at how much money you brought in as well. And you also want to evaluate whether or not you met your customer sales goals, okay? You did have a sales goal sales goals for each month, right? So you want to be looking at whether or not you accomplish that goal. This is going to help you to establish or set a new sales goal, or for many of you, set sales goals for the first time, okay? Some other things that you need to be evaluating as well is, again, you want to evaluate your marketing and look at whether or not your marketing was actually effective. Let me just say this as a side note as well. Ladies, we have to stop mocking what we think will work for us just because it's worked for someone else's business, or because we think that big businesses advertise in newspapers and magazines and therefore we must do the same. That is really causing us to really spend money foolishly in marketing and not get any results from it. So we have to really look at what's going to be most effective based on the amount of money you have to invest and based on your industry and based on your target market. So we have to be smart, and I'm here to tell you, if you are getting ready to spend some money on marketing without really being clear on who your target market is, or what, or without really understanding the best way to market for your industry, stop, and back up and take the time to do it. One of the things that you're going to be hearing me mention a lot this year is that a lot of us are in the desperate marketing mode, okay? Desperate marketing is when you're not making any money and when you're desperate to have cash flow come in, and so therefore you are literally reaching at anything and everything, and you're actually spending more money and really just spinning a roulette wheel and putting money on anything that lands, but you're not getting any results. And then you keep doing more of the same and getting the same results. And then after having spent a few hundred or even thousands for some people, then you might find yourself making the statement of, I really have been working hard to market my business, but nothing is seeming to work, and I've spent enough money. And so one of the things that I find is that that statement is incorrect. If you are spending money in marketing and you are not sure who your target market is, or you're not sure on how to market for your industry, then that's all your fault. It has nothing to do with whether the business can be successful or not, because you don't have any information, or you don't have any reliable resources to fall back on to say, this is how I evaluated my marketing, this is how I researched it based on the industry, this is what the most successful companies in my industry are doing, and this is what I have decided to do based on that information. Then you can say whether or not something is working for you. But if you have just been spending money blindly, then I'm sorry to say it, but it's all your fault. And you need to look in the mirror, face that fact, and do exactly what I was saying in the beginning of this show, which is have a paradigm shift. Stop doing what isn't working and start doing something that is going to work. It means making swift and immediate changes, okay? Very, very important. So maybe sounding a little bit strong today, but you need it. You all need to hear these things, because we are not going to have a year where you are not making that six-figure income. I'm sure all of you are shaking your head in agreement with me when I say it's all about making that six-figure income this year, right? Absolutely, because we can't move on to a seven-figure income unless we've had a six-figure, and we really can't move on to a six-figure unless we've had a high five-figure income. So these are things that we need to be realistic about and we need to be more concerned with, okay? Let's move on to the next tip that I have for you of something that you need to be doing for yourself. I want you to research and then list three effective ways to market your business for 2014. This is going to require you to do research, okay? And if you're not sure how to do that, then you need to be giving me a call as soon as possible. And I'm going to go ahead and put out my phone number, my personal phone number, 678-457-0626. Again, 678-457-0626. Use that number. Call me if you need me. Ask for the help, and you'll be given the help, okay? So you need to be listing three effective ways to market your business for 2014, and you can't just list it. It means that you're going to have to do some research. You're going to have to delve into that target market, delve into that business industry to figure out what's best for you. And again, remember, sometimes you may be trying to figure out how to market on a national or international level, but you really have not captured the market in your own backyard. So I want you to think about that as well, okay? Here's the next thing I want you to do. I want you to look at ways to cut costs, okay? Look at ways to cut costs. There may be monies that you're spending that you don't necessarily need to spend. There may be things that you're doing every single month that you may not need to do. One of the ways you can cut costs, for example, is that if you become a gold member at $59 monthly, check this out. You get the group coaching, and group coaching is twice monthly, okay? You get to email me as your coach and ask questions and that type of thing. So you're saving probably about $400 right there, because regular coaching, individual one-on-one coaching, normally will cost you about $550 or more on a monthly basis. So if you are a good self-starter, then group coaching can really do you a lot of good. The other thing with our gold membership and cutting costs is that if you are looking at having a new website, then as a gold member, you get free web hosting along with a WordPress website, okay? Now, there is a setup cost if you aren't planning on setting it up yourself and you need some help from a web designer to get everything set up, but there is no cost for your web hosting and there's not going to be any cost for your WordPress template. So, again, this is going to cut costs for you, okay? And then you're going to turn around with the gold membership, and as you refer seven other women, you're going to be bringing in funds because you make residual income from that. So that is a way to cut costs incredibly. Look at some other ways in your business to actually cut some costs, okay? And then number six, I need you to review your vision and enhance, improve, or rewrite it, okay? Now, let me just slow down right now for the vision because a lot of people say, I have a vision, and here's what another thing that I've discovered as I sit side by side with helping other women to write their vision. A lot of the times as women, we care too much about the aesthetics, how something looks or how something sounds. And so we want it to sound all eloquent or what have you, but it's just full of puff air. It doesn't really mean anything, okay? So what I'm recommending to you is that you not write your vision necessarily in a paragraph format if you feel that you really can't get it in that paragraph. I want you to write it bullet point format. In other words, just list out some bullet points of things that you would like to accomplish, that you would like to experience in your life and your business. So that's two separate lists for 2014 or within the next 6 months. See, I'm a firm believer. It's difficult to write a vision that's 10 years or 20 years out from now when you really haven't experienced the incredible positive results that can come from shorter visions like 6 months and a year. So look at what you want to experience within this next 6 months. Set some goals to it. Set to-do items for the goals. Identify those challenges and then start plotting it on your calendar to make it happen, right? And you're going to see a whole nother world open up to you. So number six was review your vision and enhance, improve, or rewrite it. Now, I'm going to take this last few minutes of the show to open up the lines to anyone that may have a question about any of the six tips that I have given you for this year. Again, I'm going to call them out quickly. Number one was you need to send a special New Year's message to current customers, let them know what to expect from you for this year, and provide them with a deep coupon discount just for them. Number two, follow up with any of your lost customers or clients that perhaps have only ordered from you one time and never again. Number three, evaluate how you can improve your business for 2014. I gave you some ideas about that. Number four, list three effective ways to market your business in 2014. Side note, remember, this requires research. Number five, look at ways to cut costs. Okay, very, very important. Number six, review your vision and enhance, improve, or rewrite it. And remember, a vision is all about what it is that you would like to personally experience within a certain time period. So just bullet point that out because it'll help bring some clarity to you, okay? Very, very important. So if anyone has any questions about what it is that they would like to declare for themselves for this year, then go ahead and press star 1 on your phone now, and then I'll be able to answer that question. If you would like to say what you're expecting to see more of for your business this year as a result of some of the things that you have learned from Successful Woman Radio, then please go ahead and press star 1 and share with us. As a result of listening to the show, here are some of the things that I plan on improving for this year. And again, you can press star 1 on your phone, and then you will be able to be live and share with the listening audience, okay? Again, I want to remind everyone, make sure you visit the Women About Biz social network, update your profile, and then make sure at least twice weekly that you come onto the social network and let us know how you're doing, what's going on with your business. Make sure that you connect with at least 5 of the members every single week, okay? And we're going to be having some exciting workshops and frank conversation and discussions about how as women and members of Women About Biz, we can better collaborate and we can do joint alliances and do a lot of different things. So it would be very beneficial to you to go ahead and make sure that you have everything updated, okay? And then a reminder once more, for the Empower for Women radio show this Thursday at 8 p.m. And again, the dial-in number is 347-637-2589. Let as many people as you know have them to dial into the show. And we're excited about the Empower for Women program. And again, for those of you that are already in Empower for Women, the 15th is the next commission date that you'll be receiving funds through your PayPal account. So get ready to get excited about that as well. I am just so overwhelmed in a good way about everything that's going to be happening with Women About Biz and our Empower for Women program. I'm excited about all of the opportunities that I might have with all of you who are listening to the show. And remember, if you would like to be one of my guest co-hosts or if you'd like to be a featured guest on the show, go ahead and just email me at tnewby, that's T-N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com. And in the subject line, just say, would like to be a featured guest or would like to be a co-host. Okay, just go ahead and do that. And then, of course, you know, I will get you on as soon as I can, and we'll have a conversation about how this can benefit you and benefit the listeners. So keep that in mind. I also just want to remind you that if you have not signed up for the Women About Biz Gold membership, you're going to see a very special offer come through the email this week that you're going to want to take advantage of. We're getting ready for our group coaching, and for first quarter 2014, we have a special new program called Making It Happen, and it's all about really showing you how to immediately implement all of your goals, your time management, how to get all of that set up, how to follow up, how to make things happen. And it doesn't matter how advanced you feel you are with already knowing some of this stuff. You know, if you're not getting the results, somewhere there's a disconnect, and we're going to find it through this group coaching within this quarter. So, again, that is going to be starting soon on the third week of January, running all the way through March. So if you are not a Gold member, you're going to want to be because it's going to save you a lot of money, and it's going to allow you to ask those questions and also to share as well. So I'm very, very excited about that. Oh, and by the way, a lot of people have been asking, are we going to do the virtual networking again? We are looking at doing the virtual networking event. That's where we're actually doing networking events via telephone. We are looking at doing virtual networking, so stay tuned. We're looking at changing some of our systems with that process, so you'll be the first to know as soon as the virtual networking comes out. I'm so very grateful for all of you listening to the show, and you know, look forward to celebrating with us our 7th year this January with broadcasting. We're very, very excited about that. I want to thank you again for tuning in today. Make sure that you mark your calendar for next Monday, January 13th, as we continue to bring you information that you can put to use every single Monday. Take care, everybody. Have a productive and abundant week. Bye-bye.